from Washington, D.C. to Swanston Street. This fury knows no bounds. America's decision prompting action on Melbourne's streets as thousands stormed the city in solidarity. Women of all ages and their supporters defending their right to have an abortion.
It's terrifying. It makes me, you know, want to cry. It's scary.
No one else should be making laws about what we want to do with our bodies. No one should be forced to be pregnant. No one should be forced to give birth.
It's been 1 week since the US Supreme Court overturned 50 years of precedent, revoking Americans' constitutional right to abortion, effectively banning it in 13 states. Today, the message in Melbourne was...
We will rise up and fight you if you try and do that here.
I just think it's disgusting that they can't choose what they want to do with their bodies.
We need to show that we care about the people that are over there, and we need to show that we won't stand for this happening here either.
It feels like we've gone back in time as opposed to progressing and going forward.
The US ruling won't impact laws in Australia, but those here today say while abortion may be legal, it's not accessible for all and can cost some women thousands of dollars.
It's a postcode lottery. We're fighting for an expansion, actually, of public health care so that all women can genuinely exercise their reproductive rights.
But they also had to fight off opposition. Men identifying as Christians were thrown out after having coffee thrown on them.
God has spoken. He said he's against abortion. In the Bible, he says he's against abortion. So we come here to tell people the truth.
They stand for death, we stand for life. Hallelujah.
But it was the anti-vaccination demonstrators who prompted a response from public order police. The tiny crowd booed by pro-abortion protesters after claiming they were fighting for the same cause. For many of these women and their children, motivation to march was simple.
We can just live our own lives instead of having to have a baby that we might not want.
And for others, it's a matter of life or death. Take it from those who've been there.
It was just not the life I wanted at 17.
Abortion is healthcare and healthcare